This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Last month, Jeff Schaap, the self-styled commander of one of the largest neo-Nazi groups in the United States, took to Russia's version of Facebook to update his followers on the brewing scandal there. His group, the Nationalist Socialist Movement, was outraged over his bizarre decision to hand over the reins to a black civil rights activist. And Schaap wanted to set the record straight on that issue, addressing fellow patriots of the Nationalist Socialist Movement. He wrote in a March 2nd post that he had been deceived by James Stern, who had convinced him to sign over NSM's presidency to order the shield from the group ongoing lawsuit. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, headed for a fifth term in power, says his main rival, Benny Gantz, acknowledged that he would not be able to form a coalition government following a tight parliamentary election.
The nation's president, Reuven Rivlin, acting in a largely ceremonial capacity, will choose a candidate for prime minister after hearing recommendations from the heads of all factions. He will then task the leading candidate with forming a government within 42 days. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears poised to be the president's choice, with close to complete unofficial election results giving his right-wing Likud and other nationalist and religious parties a solid majority in parliament. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Trump is to sign executive orders seeking changes to environmental regulations as part of his desire to boost the country's energy production. One of the orders directs the Transportation Department to propose a new rule allowing liquid natural gas to be shipped in rail cars. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.